Morning, and welcome to another midsummer edition of Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. Ron LaRussa here. I'll be with you for the next hour. We've got good music and some interesting information. We're going to talk a little TV in light of the Emmy nominations that were announced last week. We're going to recognize the 40th anniversary of the loss of one of the great singer-songwriters of all time. Plus, we've got Phil's pick, our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era, and the best rock from all eras. Start with The Doors, WMFO.
Thank you.
That is Guster, a band that was born right here on the campus of Tufts University in the 1990s, and that is from their 2003 album called Keep It Together, and the song is Careful. And we heard The Doors up top and Touch Me here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Robbie Krieger, by the way, of The Doors, has written a long-anticipated memoir, which is going to be released in the fall. It's called Set the Night on Fire, Living, Dying, and Playing Guitar with The Doors. The book will obviously deal with his time with The Doors, including his first writing sessions with Jim Morrison, The Doors' early concerts in backyards and empty bars, and some of their most famous and public incidents. It'll also address some of his personal struggles, including his drug addiction and his battle with cancer. The book will come out on October 12th, and we look forward to hearing from that one. Well, good morning. Ron LaRussa here with you on Rock of Ages. We'll be here for the next hour, like we are every Monday from 8 till 9 o'clock. As you probably know by now, this show is not live in studio, but rather it is pre-recorded. I did it a few days ago. I'm actually listening along with you this morning from Bailey Island, Maine, which is a little slice of heaven in one of the peninsulas off of Brunswick, Maine. And I'm going to do a little fishing today with my brother and hang out with him and his wife in their beautiful home, complete with preserved animal skulls in glass cases, but that is another story. But really, really happy to be here with them today and here with you and here with Phil. My friend Phil from Watertown gives us a pick every week for a song that he thinks we ought to know about or be listening to. And I look forward to it every week. Let's see what Phil has in store for us this time.
Hi, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Climbing the Ladder by My Morning Jacket. My Morning Jacket hail from Louisville. They are an Americana outfit with alt-country roots and an expansive psychedelic vision. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
Pretenders, better than an alarm clock this morning. On Rock of Ages WMFO, we heard Mystery Achievement. And before that, Phil's pick for this week, a song called Climbing the Ladder by My Morning Jacket. So let's talk about TV for a minute. We haven't done that for a while. The Emmys were announced last week, and that used to be something I really looked forward to every year. But now, with so many streaming services serving up original shows, it's impossible to keep up with all of them. And so you have nominations in major categories for shows and actors that I've never heard of. And it's definitely not as fun as it used to be. So this year, The Crown and The Mandalorian led all nominees with 24 each. Both will be competing for the Outstanding Drama Series against The Boys, Bridgerton, Lovecraft Country, The Handmaid's Tale, Pose, and This Is Us. This Is Us, of course, being the only one from traditional, translation old-fashioned, network broadcast television. In fact, the only representation from the quote-unquote networks were Mom, Blackish, and SNL. Everything else was from a streaming service. And I'm sure they're awesome shows. It's just I don't think anybody has all the streaming services, and therefore you can't possibly know all the shows, and it does take the fun out of watching the Emmy Awards. This one cool TV fact did come out last week about the show The Office. The Office is having a renaissance now through streaming, probably more popular now than it was when it was on network originally. It was revealed on a Sopranos podcast that after Steve Carell left, and NBC was looking for a new boss for Dunder Mifflin, NBC tried to get James Gandolfini, Tony Soprano, to join the show. HBO, who I guess wanted to keep the mystique around the Tony Soprano character, paid Gandolfini $3 million to not take the role. But hey, it's summer. What are you doing staying in and watching TV anyway? You shouldn't be. This song might remind you of TV, because this intro is featured on a commercial that's on a lot. I think it's for Geico. Anyway, it's Andrew Bird and Sisyphus, Rock of Ages, WMFO.
Pause. Did he jump or did he fall as he gazed into the maw of the morning mist? Did he raise both fists and say to hell with this jest? Let the rock roll. Let it roll, let it crash down low. There's a house down there, but I lost it long ago.
Shit, it's so lonely of you. spoken with a broken jaw. Step outside, but not to brawl. And autumn sweet wind, call it fall. I'll make it to the moon if I have to crawl in. With the birds to share this lonely view. With the birds to share this lonely view. With the birds to share this.
Those are the Chili Peppers and Scar Tissue. And we heard Andrew Bird before that and Sisyphus. Andrew Bird, very talented guy. He is a concert violinist and an expert whistler, as you heard at the beginning of that song. Well, Ron LaRusso with you this morning. We still have plenty of show to go. This Week in Music, last Friday, the 16th of July, marked the 40th anniversary of the death of Harry Chapin, one of the great singer-songwriters of the 1970s. Who died in a car crash on the Long Island Expressway on that date in 1981. I was working in radio on Long Island at the time, just months out of college, and Harry was on his way to perform at an outdoor concert that my radio station was sponsoring. He was a notorious crazy driver, and when he didn't show up for the show, the first thing everybody said was, oh, Harry must have gotten into another accident. Of course, nobody expected it would have been fatal, but it was. Harry Chapin was one of a group of singer-songwriters that were a huge part of album rock radio in its inception in the early 1970s, before the format splintered into harder rock and soft rock, where many of these artists eventually were kind of exiled to. James Taylor, Carly Simon, Paul Simon, Cat Stevens. The list goes on and on and on. But his particular strength was story songs, and he wrote the most amazing textured stories and put them to music. His most famous are Taxi, also Cats in the Cradle. So I'm going to play one now that is near and dear to me because it's a cautionary tale for anybody who was contemplating a career in radio, which I certainly was at the time that it came out. It's the story of a disc jockey who lived the nomadic life of a DJ, hopping from market to market, never putting down roots or having any meaningful relationships. Everybody in the business at that time knew guys like this. And yet it wasn't enough to deter many of us from trying to do it anyway. So if you can, listen to the words on this one. It's W-O-L-D from Harry Chapin on Rock of Ages.
Hello, honey, it's me. What did you think when you heard me back on the radio? What did the kids say when they knew it was their long-lost daddy-o? Remember how we listened to the radio, and I said that's the place to be. And how I got the job as an FM jock the day you married me. It was two kids and I was into AM rock, but I just had to run around. It's been 8 years since I left you, babe. Let me tell you about what's gone down. I am the
at WOLDDD. Playing all the hits for you, wherever you may be. The bright good morning voice, who's heard but never seen. Feeling all the 45, going on 15. The drinking I did on my last big gig, it made my voice go low. They said that they liked the young sound when they let me go. So I drifted on down to Tulsa, Oklahoma, to do me a late night talk show. Now I've worked my way down home again here to Boise, Idaho. That's how this business goes. I am the morning DJ at WOLDDD, playing all the hits for you, wherever you may be. The bright good morning voice, who's heard but never seen. Feeling all the 45, going on 15. Money doing high school sock hops. I'm the big time guest MC. You should hear me talking to the little children and listen what they say to me. I got a spot on the top of my head, just begging for a new toupee. There's a tire around my gut from sitting on it, but it's never gonna go. Sometimes I get this crazy dream that I just take off in my car. But you can travel long 10,000 miles and still stay where you are. Thinking that I should stop this jockeying and start that record store. Maybe I could settle down if you take me back once more. Okay, honey, I see, I guess he's better than me. Sure, old girl, I understand. You don't have to worry, I'm such a happy man. I am the morning DJ at WO. Great good morning voice, who's heard but never seen. Feeling all of 45, going on 15. I am the morning DJ at WOLDDD. Thank you.
some really nice synth pop from the mid-1980s. The band is The Fix, and the song is Stand or Fall. And we heard Harry Chapin, who died 40 years ago this week, and the song was W-O-L-D. And that song actually was a strong influence on my life and my career. Uh-oh, I feel a little bit of the Casey Kasem's coming on, so I think I'm going to tell the story that I haven't told in a little while. It's the story of my radio journey. So from the time I could listen to Top 40 radio, all I ever wanted to do was be on the radio. I went to college for it, an expensive private college in upstate New York, only so I could land a job as an overnight DJ doing the midnight to 6 a.m. shift at a popular rock station in my home market for the whopping sum of $185 per week. And I was really lucky to get it. I did that for 3 years, and I had a blast. I never bought a record, a concert ticket, or a drink the whole time. But there was also kind of a seedy side to it. Record companies were sort of sleazy, and the business itself just kind of wore on me after a very short period of time. And one day, I woke up, and I was 25 years old, and I was living the fantasy life of a 16-year-old. And I think I always had that song lurking in the back of my thoughts. And so I left radio and I did other things. I put together a quote-unquote respectable career, I suppose. But the radio bug never left me. And so when I started working at Tufts and I heard I could get back on the air, I pounced. After a mere 30-year hiatus, and I can't even explain how much I love doing this show every week and how much fun I'm having. And I hope that comes through every week here on Rock of Ages. And I hope that you hear it too. Anyway, enough about me. It's time for our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. I'm a little self-conscious about this one because this artist has had a long, distinguished career as a recording artist and a performer, and she's very popular. But as far as album rock radio airplay is concerned, she's only really had one clear hit. And this is it. Joan Osborne. This is One of Us. On Rock of Ages.
The stranger on the up, hope may be in your
That's a Steve Miller Band. The album is Fly Like an Eagle, and it's got a ton of hits on that album, but that's one of the lesser-known songs that I really like, the haunting sound of The Window. And before that, Joan Osborne and One of Us here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Well, good morning. Ron LaRusso spending the 8 o'clock hour with you this morning. Thank you for listening, and we've got more music up right after this.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The band Yes has announced their first collection of new songs since 2014, and also their first without founding member Chris Squire, who died a year later. It'll be their 22nd album, called The Quest. There are no pre-releases. It'll be out on October 1st. But let's go back into the catalog for this one. This is Yes on WMFO.
Thank you. Don't think we move too slow. It's no use after crying, saying it's a mistake. It's a mistake. It's a mistake.
That's Men at Work. It's a Mistake. The lead single from their second album, Cargo, which was released in 1983 after their phenomenally successful debut LP, 1981's Business as Usual. And we heard Yes and Long Distance Runaround before that on WMFO. Well, that's all the time we have for today's show. Thank you so much for joining me, Ron LaRussa, on Rock of Ages. We'll do it again next Monday morning at 8 o'clock. Until then, have a great week, a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you on the other side. Take care.
I always look forward to Rossano Radio on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
Bringing you the hottest tracks from around the globe.
From around the globe.